Blog Talk Radio.
Azunke pare legbahe, azunke, azunke pare legbahe, pare legbahe, me la jan kase washo, azunke, pare le pare vodou legbahe,
azunke pare legbahe,
azunke,
azunke pare legbahe, pare legbahe, la jan kase washo, azunke pare legbahe,
azunke pare nou, pare Parin vodou legba
Parin legba
Azunke
Parin legba Parin legba La chanka se wosho Azunke Parin legba
Parin legba La chanka se wosho Azunke Valele parin vodou legba
Azunke Parin legba
Azunke Mabrele
Thank you. divine, all blessed, peace and love, joy and prosperity. You're listening now live, and always in archive at your leisure and convenience, to the Divine Prince, an African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Udu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. You can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, and my works along this divine life path journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother Father Earth. It is my personal place of power and understanding, a place from where I begin and a place from where I realize and crystallize all endeavors, understanding that I and I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. I and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe, Ashe, and Asheo. Today is Friday, November 4th, 2011, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from this working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Hoodoo Central, in the legendary, historic, beautiful, and enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist hoodoo Obeya life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, ritual, and minerals. Please do continue to join me here live each and every day at high noon, U.S. Central Standard Time, and always in archive at your leisure and convenience from New Orleans, Louisiana, here on Block Talk Radio. My co-host and temple elder, mother, voodoo priestess, Ava K. Jones, will not be with us today. She is in Houston right now. She does co-reside, if you will, both here and in Houston, and has an active ministry there, and does frequently make trips back and forth. So she is not with us today, but she is indeed still with us here on the show, as well as in spirit, the voodoo priestess, Ava K. Jones, and she may very well be here with us on Monday. I will keep you posted throughout the weekend on any further updates. I do greatly appreciate each and every one of you and your divine, all blessed and sacred presence and support here of this show. I most certainly do appreciate those who are listening now live by way of the Block Talk Radio page, and those who are listening by way of the remote player, and those who are listening now on the phone lines at area code 347-215-8967. You are indeed ready with your question, comment, or request. Do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will humbly and respectfully be with you moving forward momentarily. This is a busy, busy time here in New Orleans this time of the year. We here locally often jokingly suggest that Mardi Gras really begins for us on Halloween and continues on through Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and well into February, and some years well into March. So this is the busiest time of the year for the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions and Hoodoo Central, and we are indeed truly grateful. The priestess, elder, mother, Ava K. Jones, has also been quite busy. She's been doing some new filming and I believe, with some TV outlets. So we will be sharing more of that information with you and for you in coming days. So when we are not present, you are always free and available to enjoy us, of course, here in archive by way of the main Blog Talk Radio page at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-divine-prince. But know that we are active in our Voodoo, Yoruba, Ifa ministry and many other ministries here in the city. People are still relatively surprised at the depth of African traditional religious practice that is going on here in New Orleans. Yoruba, Ifa, Santeria, Lakomi, Palo Monte, Peo Mayombe, Voodoo, Hoodoo, root working, conjure, Native American practices, Black Hawk, and many others. The cultures are being practiced, the rites are being practiced, the languages are in practice, the rituals and ceremonies are in practice. We have a vibrant Pan-African, animistic, alive and active community here in New Orleans. I want to take the time to mention an announcement for November 6, 2011. Do join us weekly, every Sunday, rain or shine, usually, unless it's major, in Congo Square. Right around 1 o'clock, we say 2 to 4, but I've been there as early as 12. I'm usually the first person to arrive. I set up the altar works in Congo Square and then begin the process of the cleansing and purifying of the sacred space. And indeed, it is a sacred space. And then Nana Briwa and Hati and Mama Chabela and the others begin to filter in as we get right around 2 o'clock and Baba Luther and so on and so forth. So always I invite you to come and be a part. Those of you who are local to New Orleans and you seem to have forgotten that this was going on or didn't know that this was going on, it's still going on and it's active and alive, and we invite you, we welcome you. And we've had people from Facebook and MySpace and Twitter who actually have showed up in Congo Square. So we appreciate you. Those of you who may be from out of town, maybe from other parts of the country or the world, and just want to have an authentic ancestral ritual, spiritual drumming, dancing, singing, and chanting, libation pouring, celebratorial cleansing, offering, grassroots community, holistic healing gathering. We invite you, Fungi Alafia She Ashe, Fungi Alafia She Ashe. We invite you to come and be a part approximately 2 to 4 p.m. in Congo Square inside of Armstrong Park on Rampart Street in the French Quarter. And we often do share and have dinner at Golden Feather Mardi Gras Indian Gallery and African Cuisine Restaurant at 704 North Rampart, directly across the street. And Shaka has done wonders with that second floor, and Brother Kofi has redone the floors, and you can now dine upstairs or the balcony and actually hear the drums and coming out of Congo Square. And after you finish your meal, of course, we invite you to join us and be a part of our community. But I wanted to say that on Sunday, November 6th, right after we conclude with our drumming, we will then begin a very powerful ceremony for the many children and many twins of our community and our world. And we indeed welcome you to bring twins and bring children and bring your families to be a part of our Egun Ancestor Elevation Celebration. Omo Egun Aba, the full moon, annual equinox. And the celebration for Ishu, Ilegba, Ilegwa, all the many names that we know pop up by the gatekeeper of the crossroads and divine messenger between heaven and earth. So we will be celebrating Papa Legba, Ishu, Bara. We will also be celebrating the Egungungs, the ancestors and our elevated ancestors, and we will be celebrating the Ibeji, Marasa La Marasa, the Divine Twins, on Sunday, hosted by Bill Shuby Summers. Also hosted by Olori Iyasebo. I love Iyasebo. I love her. So we invite you to be a part. This Sunday will be very, very special. And, of course, I will be videotaping to the best of my ability. And, of course, finding some willing volunteer to assist me in videotaping so that I can be fully immersed, in the celebration and ceremonies on Sunday, November 6th, here in New Orleans. So if you've never been to Africa, if you've never seen real Ifa, if you've never seen real Yoruba, if you've never seen real voodoo in action, indeed this will be Ifa and Yoruba and voodoo ceremony all at one time. We do that. We specialize that in that here in New Orleans. We invite you to come and celebrate the Egungun, the Ibeji, known as Marasa in voodoo and voodooan. The Egungun, to our ascended ancestors, of course, Papa Legba, Ishu, Ilegwa, Ibarra, Aramaniko, Barmaniko, Indora, Barmayako, Amayakanda, and we invite you to be a part. This Sunday is a free event to be a part of. So we invite you to come and share in this blessed ceremony this Sunday with us here in New Orleans. There's always something going on, So please connect with me on Facebook.com/TheDivinePrince. Also connect with Facebook.com/VoodooPriestess Ava K. Jones. Also connect with us by way of Facebook.com fan page, House of the Divine Prince. We actually have two House of the Divine Prince fan page. One says House of the Divine Prince, the other says houseofthedivineprince.com. And also, by way of our fan page at blogtalkradio.com. So please connect, stay up to date, stay posted about these many events that will go on and continue to go on and always go on here in this beautiful, historic, legendary city of New Orleans, Louisiana. Again, our live listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967. When you are ready with your question, comment, or request, press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. We will assist you momentarily. I'm going to take a short intermission. I will be forward. All is indeed blessing. Ashe.
Mounè, yonè, moutè la vi nou ye. Papa poti titlal, mouta mopira, touta titlal pa bouche. Moutè la vi nou ye, mè jami.
Thank you.
Lafia, indeed we truly give thanks and praise, particularly this time of year, as we have been busy with All Hallows Eve and Halloween and All Saints Day and All Souls Day, which are very powerful and popular and busy holidays here in the city of New Orleans. And both the Priestess Ava Kay and I have been quite busy and active in these last few days. Caller 337, I'm coming to you in just 1 minute. Just give me one more minute. I actually have done my first Conzo and initiatory ceremony post Hurricane Katrina over the last week. So indeed, we are truly moving forward. There are many who are supporting and become a part of what we are doing here, relocating and moving and assisting and truly growing and developing this powerful, powerful community that we share here, and we truly and indeed give thanks. I'm now going to the phone lines at area code 347-215-8967. Caller 337, who's calling and where are you calling from? Oh, beloved, I can't hear you. Are you on speaker? Beloved, hello? Area code 337. Okay, area code 337, I opened your line. I can hear background noise, but I can't hear you. Area code 337, your line is open. Okay, we'll try back there later in the show. I can only assume that maybe you're having some kind of technical difficulty or something, or maybe you're just listening and don't realize your hand is raised. But area code 337, first three numbers, 300, your hand is raised, and I did open your line, but for some reason I'm not getting a response. So I will try you back again later in the show, area code 337. And, of course, I invite all of you to call us at area code 347-215-8967. Do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad if you wish to speak, and I will be more than happy to address you momentarily. Aye, Bobo.
Yabaru was the yago, so go alumon yae. Atibon leg back le kataulua, kataulua ki mache wa welo.
Yabaru was the yago.
Yo, Maru, what's the
Giving more information. information about our Ishu Papalegba Ibeji ceremony that will be taking place on Sunday right after our usual Congo Square ceremony and gathering. So on tomorrow I will be giving more instruction, if you will, on those deities and how we offer and serve them and the overall purpose, if you will, of the ceremony coming on Sunday afternoon. I'm going to play just a few more tracks. I want to go back and try the phone lines again. I do have a message in with Blog Talk Radio and see if they can fix whatever's going on with the phone lines. So I continue to invite you to call me in now at 347-215-8967. You are ready with your question, comment, or request. Do press the number one. Know that as soon as the music stops, I will try you again.
Thank you.
we truly give thanks and honor. And again, we will be celebrating the Ibeji Papalegba issue and the ancestors this coming Sunday in Congo Square, and then we will continue across the street inside the Mardi Gras Indian Gallery at African Cuisine Restaurant. Our live listening and calling number right now is area code 347-215-8967. We have several callers on the line. When you are ready with your question, comment, or request, press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. I will be more happy to assist you. In Voodoo, the Ibeji are referred to as the Marasa. Quite often, Marasa Jimeno. They are the divine twins. They are children, but more ancient than any other Lawa or deity. Love, truth, and justice, directed by reason, mysteries of the liaison between earth and heaven. They personify astronomic, astrological learning. They synthesize the voodoo Loa as personified or as the personification of divine power and human impotence. Double life, they have the considerable power which allowed them to manage people through their stomachs, through their second chakra, or their third chakra, or their willpower center. They are children of mysteries. Marasa are somewhat different from other standard Lawa. Both are level above them and counted in their number. They are both twins, and yet their number is 3. They are male and female, and both male and both female. An example of the Haitian worldview's capacity to retain 2 seemingly contradicting concepts. In some houses, they are not channeled or called upon through possession in voodoo ritual, but served first Papalegba and the ancestors. And following with voodoo's African roots, twins are held in a sacred light. They're considered to have magical power and the ability to heal and bring prosperity. Twins in real life usually are able to manifest different abilities easier than most people individually. It is a natural talent and is a union of their dual power, power of La Marasa, the deity that represents the spirit of Marasa, is strongly with them, as they are able to control things and make magic of their own variety. Haitian voodoo, the Marasa are served right after Legba and are given a high place of importance along with the ancestors. The image we use to represent Marasa in many communities is St. Cosme and Damien, which are associated with the Rada Marasa. But many houses, both in New Orleans and Haiti, also symbolize the sacred twins with Yemaya, with Shango, with Oya, and several other dual-powered deities. Marasa are also served in the Petro rites, being referred to as Marasa Nampetro. Petro twins are referred to as Marasa Twa, or twins of 3, usually being triplets, one representing the male element, one representing the female element, and one representing their combined force. These triplets are usually associated with their virtues, faith, hope, and charity. Families that are known to have twins within their past or present are usually required to serve Marasa. Festivals for the Marasa feeding feature feeding both the living and dead twins, along with the ancestors. All children, in fact, are invited to eat their fill. Children enjoying the food are expected to eat sitting on the floor with their hands. The Marasa love to eat. They will eat their fill and complain that they are hungry and haven't eaten enough. Only when completely satisfied will they then begin to attend to people participating in the ceremony. Along with food, like most children, they like toys. They are terrible when punishing. And great care is made not to excite this side of them. Rare really appearing in possession. They act like children when they do make an appearance. They are known to have clairvoyance, the ability to heal, to bestow good luck and prosperity, and the power to double or triple anything. They can produce rain at will. Many human twins also have this ability. The range of what constitutes a twin is quite vast in African culture. Children with both extra fingers and toes are considered twins. The saying goes that they ate their other sibling in the womb. Thus, the extra digit represents the other half. They are often referred to as Abalakete in voodoo. Children born with webbed feet or hands are also considered Marasa. Children born after the twins, Dosa for male and Dosa for female, Doso for male and Dosa for female, is considered more powerful than the twins combined. Extra care is taken of the child. The child born before isn't given any special recognition, other than the fact that they are said to have brought the twins into our existence. There are Marasa associated with every nation of the voodoo tradition. And again, in Ibe, in Ifa, Yoruba, in Santeria, Lokomi paths, the Marasa are referred to as the Ibeji. And in fact, there are different sets of twins and different ways of recognizing and serving them. The Marasa aren't always the easiest Lawa to deal with. This is why many will only serve Marasa if they have to. If their family is known for twins, there is no choice to serve Marasa. Or if called by the twins to serve them, again, they will be served. They are choleric, like many newborns, touchy, have tantrums, and can be violent at times. The twins can be punished if the action is just for that. However, they can create a lot of trouble, illness, and chaos if they feel they were punished unjustly. They must be treated exactly alike, even if great pains have to be endured in order to achieve this end. To otherwise not serve them equally can upset them, causing jealousy and trouble. Twin dolls are a wonderful gift that are often dedicated to these Lawa, to these Marasa. They also like candy, popcorn, and other junk food. During the salutations for these sacred and divine twins, a child will be taken around the peristyle or the center post of the temple with a straw mat referred to as a laye to throw food in all the sacred areas of the temple as a form of blessing, much the way we pour libations. The candy and other foods are passed around till the laye is empty. Vegetables and leafy items are taboo and are not offered to these sacred twins, as they are said to be able to destroy their power. In fact, it is considered a major insult to bring vegetables and leafy items to a celebration for Marasa. The Marasa are served in doubles and triple plates, special for them, that are usually joined together, again representing the power of the male element and principle, along with the power of the female element and principle, with the deity, the third, being the unified force of the two, often referred to as the Lawa Marasa. I am going to take just another brief intermission. Again, my live listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967. We're going to pray that Block Talk Radio has fixed the phone issue. If you do have a question, comment, or request, press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will attempt to open your line right after this next musical offering from one of my very good friends and community members and partners out of West Africa, Nigeria, Jayoba Elijah. And this is his track, Iliman Iti.
Hey, Iliman Eso, me had a combat again with the new style. Le, 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 le. Hey, hey.
see yawo mi, yawo mi, yawo mi. Every time I see you, I dey fall in love. You see yawo mi, yawo mi, yawo mi. Every time I see you, I dey fall in love. I don't get go low. He do me, do me, do me, do me. Hey, hey. Like say I don't get go low. Early man, they give you the reason. Your love, they give me the season. This time, na so so wahala. Baby girl, they give me the fever. Baby girl, can I have your number so that we can see the club together? Make I feel you.
I'm gonna make it. Thank you.
Hi, Bobo. We indeed give thanks. I'm going to try now to go back to our phone lines to area code 858. Your line is opening. It's open. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Hello, Prince. My name is Anne. It's my first time on your show.
How can I help you today?
Okay, I can. I would like, we can ask any kind of questions, right?
Yes, just don't let it get too personal. I don't like to reveal too much of your personal business live on the air, but sure, I'm here for you.
Sure. There is a man that I have a lot of interest, and I like to see, like to ask, what do you see for us? Will he get closer and something will develop, I mean, romantic relationship for us, or how it's going
now,
to be?
I do see something developing and moving forward. But I must tell you that a great deal of what I'm picking up as the reason it has not happened at this point is another connection. And usually when I pick that up, one of you is either involved already or there is someone out there who believes there's still an attachment to you in another relationship. And I'm almost sure that it's not you, but it's your partner. There's definitely an interfering force there. Now, having said that, I do see it being resolved, particularly as we move closer towards the end of the year into January. You should really begin to see some movement there if you really understand what I'm saying, and more of a commitment and taking on more responsibility for the commitment that has already begun to be developed with you.
Great. You know, you're absolutely right. The person was married and he's in the process of separation. You're
mm-hmm.
absolutely right. So I fully understand what you're saying. But do you see that he will just start communicating more and more with me this year or not until January? Because he's kind of closed up. He doesn't communicate much. He doesn't call me much. And I just don't know. He's nice when we talk, and we talk for a long time.
Yeah. And there, again, going back to that relationship, they're coming through as still living in the same space. There's a lot of drama there, unfortunately, a lot of tension, as you know, would be expected with marriages that are coming to an end in this way. So that plays a large role in why the communication is not consistent. He tends to get away from that residence, that environment, and then tries to make a connection with you. And then balancing that also against, you know, work and all the other activities that are also going on. There's a great deal of stress there as it relates to the ending of the relationship, but also to finances. And I'm seeing that as a block for communication, particularly for him. But again, the spirits are very clear that as you continue to move forward towards Thanksgiving, it really between Thanksgiving and Christmas, you're really going to see, and I'm not, you know, necessarily promoting it. I'm just telling you the way Spirit is suggesting it. You're going to really see a breakdown in communication between the two of them, and he will seek you out much more for support as we move forward and towards the end of the year. The wife feels to me to already be done. I actually see her as being the more active and aggressive person in regards to really finalizing the divorce.
You're absolutely right.
I'm not happy about where their relationship is ending, but I'm definitely feeling a more positive and a more fertile environment, particularly right around New Year's and moving forward, where you all can really begin a relationship in a much more healthier you know, environment than what you have dealt with up until this point.
Yes, you're absolutely right. She's very aggressive. She's very active. She does want this relationship. And this person, I know this person, he is a very nice person, and he feels unhappy that way also. But do you think that actually he will like me eventually? Like, I'm not sure. He likes me kind, but I'm not sure. Do you think that this romance has the potential to progress when he
brings
it down?
Yeah, there's definitely an attraction already there.
Yes.
You're using the word nice to describe him. But he comes through, I would use the word wholesome. He tends to be by the book when given that opportunity. And he seems to want to do the right thing, even in ending and dissolving the marriage. So, again, that plays a big role in why he doesn't seem to be much more forthcoming. I also see that the wife is still gathering information, if you will, to use against him in the divorce. So, again, he's really not trying to lay down footpaths between the two of you that she could ultimately use against him, particularly in court, as it relates to the financial arrangements. And that's why some of his actions, you didn't use this word, but I'm going to use the word, may even seem a bit secretive and sort of repressed in that, again, he's trying to avoid further complications with this marriage that's already dissolving. I wouldn't be too concerned about that if I were you. I would sort of lay back and allow things to move forward in a natural way. He's definitely going to continue to reach out even more so in the coming 30 days or so. You'll see a greater sense of connection and communication there. But he's not going to be open to you about building a new relationship until the new year. And I can understand that. I could even say I can justify that. If he were to do otherwise and to do it publicly, it would give the appearance that he was, you know, jumping from one situation to the other. And there are those who would even say that you are putting yourself at risk for a rebound relationship. But I'm not necessarily picking that up there at all. Otherwise, I would definitely warn you against moving forward, particularly this season. But I definitely see a connection there, and I see him as doing the right thing. He doesn't come through as a bad guy, and I strongly suspect, and Spirit is sort of tapping me on my shoulder to confirm, that it's the wife that has a great deal to do with why this marriage is coming to an end. And that's out of character for me to say. I tend to be more of a feminist, and I do tend to side with the women when given that opportunity. But she's definitely throwing this marriage out to the street, if you will. And he's not happy about that, but he's got to do what's best for everyone involved moving forward. And again, look for that timeline, particularly between Thanksgiving and Christmas, when he will be much more demonstrative and purposeful about his intention with you as well as with this marriage and moving forward into 2012.
I fully understand what you're saying, but as we talked about the dissolving of this marriage, do you think it's going to be a long process for him, or will it be like years or months?
No, again, she seems to be adamantly coming to the end of her wits, if you will, with this situation. And she is trying to move on, I believe, at a faster rate than he is. That would be a motivation for her to take the leadership role in dissolving this relationship. So having said that, no, I don't think it's going to be a drawn-out process. It will be bitter, but no, I really don't believe, and Spirit is suggesting strongly that it will not be a long, drawn-out process. However, I'm really concerned about your pacing in this situation. Naturally, things will progress to your advantage if you would just allow them to. Resist moving things ahead at any faster of a rate. You could very well be setting yourself up for some blocks moving forward. So relax, live. He's not going to go anywhere. He's not going to be distracted by anything else, really, other than dissolving this marriage and the financial constraints that I'm picking up associated with that. And he will definitely be there and be present for you. And then the two of you can move forward in a healthy way. But I would resist rushing that.
Great. Thank you very much. I understand it's a very sad process for the person, but I'm, you know, things happen to people, and I appreciate your guidance in this situation and your insight, and it was very nice reading. Thank you so much.
Sure, I'm here for you. And of course, if you need me again in the future, I can be reached virtually 24 hours a day by way of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. I also have a 800 line that I sort of use as my 911 emergency line at 1-800-275-5336, extension 0149. And, of course, I am here with you and for you and all of your endeavors, and I wish you the best, both you and your partner, as well as the partner and the relationship that is now being dissolved. I will be forward momentarily taking more of your questions, comments, and concerns at area code 347-215-8967. And do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me if there is a caller in queue, and I will address you momentarily. All is indeed and truly blessing, I say.
Thank you.
live listening and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. When you are ready with your question, comment, request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. I will be more than happy to address you momentarily. We have about 20 minutes left in the show. I am here with you and for you and all of your endeavors.
Thank you. fait mon saillot. Et ça me fait mon saillot, mon Dieu. Mon Dieu, non, c'est là, ça me fait mon saillot. Ça me fait mon saillot, mon Dieu. Mon Dieu, non, c'est là, ça me fait mon saillot.
Oh, Shield on my right hand, my umbrella watch over me. So you know that